producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Switching it up a little bit right now, I have Richard Doc Postma on the line with me, and we are chatting with Brent Cook of Exploration Insights. Brent is, I have to say, one of my favorite geologists out there simply because he doesn't beat around the bush. He will tell you if he likes a project, and he will tell you if he does not like a project. And Brent, I have to say I respect that, so thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks, and thanks for the opportunity as well.
Now, Brent, you and I chatted early on at the San Francisco Silver Summit and Resource Expo, and as that show progressed, I chatted to a number of companies there, or at least the majority of the companies that were there, since there were only around, let's say, 20 to 30, and there was one theme that kept on popping up in a lot of these companies' narratives, and that was, in not so many words, the project generator theme. Now, on paper, project generators sound great, especially in the economic times that we're in for this market where projects are cheap. But quite frankly, not everybody can go out there and take that project generator type of mentality and scoop up all these projects, can they?
No, indeed they can't. The problem most of these companies face, and I'm just writing about that this weekend in this weekend's letter, there's about 1,200 listed juniors on the Vancouver Exchange. 75% of those have negative working capital. Another 13% are nearly broke. So there's, you know, it's a nice idea to think you can go out and scoop up all these projects that are dead, but very few companies have the wherewithal, the cash, or the experience to do it.
Well, and quite frankly, I think some of these companies that do have the cash, they're looking at a number of these companies and saying, well, they're broke. We can go in and get their property for really cheap. But that doesn't mean that their property is even worth anything.
Precisely. I think you've hit on the key there is most of these companies, these 1,200 companies, their properties really aren't very high quality. I mean, it is really, really tough to come up with a project that has the potential to turn into an economic deposit. I mean, the world evolves, Earth evolves over billions of years, and that evolution process creates anomalies, geochemical and geophysical. So there are literally millions of geophysical or geochemical anomalies out there, and less than 1% are actually economic deposits.
I listened to your past interviews with Corey, and especially the recent ones, and you mentioned a couple of companies you particularly like, and I like those companies as well. I've looked at the fundamentals, but I come from also a technical basis, and what I'm finding very interesting is you got an awful lot of stocks from a technical basis where their prices are light years away from the 200-week moving average, which we technicians follow, of course. We follow a lot of things. But what I'm finding interesting is two stocks you mentioned recently, and one which I've owned for quite a while, and along with other stocks. What's very interesting is that these stocks with decent fundamentals are already their pricing is starting to transect the 200-week moving average or becoming very close to doing that. And I think that's very significant because once they move over it and they hold above it, there will come a time when that average starts to move up and these stocks will, I think, move higher. But you mentioned a couple of them in the past, and one of them was Richmont. The other one was Premier Gold. What do you feel about those companies?
I don't know anything about chart watching and following, but I do know those two companies are, I own both of them, are, you know, quality companies with quality assets. They've got no debt, and they're able to fund their exploration and development work out of the money they've got. So what I think your charts are showing is that the few quality companies out there are set to do much better if and when this market turns.
It seems like the big takeaway from at least some of these companies that Doc has talked about and that I chatted with you about are producers, not necessarily large-scale producers, but companies out there that are producing, making money from their normal production and using that money to reinvest and expand on their property, exploratory-wise. That seems like a good growth model in my eyes.
It certainly is. I mean, Richmont, they've got a mine, the island deposit, and beneath it, deeper in the, along the vein, they've intersected both the thicker and higher grade mineralization. So all they need to do is go down deeper and get it, and they can fund that out of current cash flow. Premier is set to go into production next year. And again, they've got something like $85, $90 million in the bank that assures them the ability to move ahead. And they have been acquiring new projects when other people can't.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're really knowledgeable about two other companies that are showing similar technical findings, but one of them is NovaGold. The other one right now is Claude. Are you acquainted with either one of these, and what would you think about them, Brent, if you are?
I am. We'll be discussing Claude this weekend, so I'll avoid that for now. NovaGold is a very well-promoted ounces in the ground play. They've got two very large deposits. The odds of those ever going into production, I think, are pretty far out. But as a leverage to the gold price, that's one of the better out there.
Do you think investors should be looking at these sort of projects that do provide a leverage to a gold price, or do you think that they should right now be focused on these mid-producers?
It's a personal, philosophical thing for me. I prefer to own companies with projects that work at today's price, because I don't know how low the gold price is going to go or what's going to happen in the future. So that's my preference. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people who do like this optionality play. And if the gold price rises, these should do well as well.
I think it's a good comment there. It all comes down to personal preference and what you are comfortable in. But there definitely is a balance out there of utilizing or taking a position in some of these miners while you do have that exploration upside. And that's kind of the nice aspect of this, is that the exploration upside is really the blue sky for some of these mid-miners, aren't they?
It is. I mean, basically, that's their future. Every ounce or pound mined, if you don't replace it, your business is going out of business. So you need to continue adding to your reserves.
Now, Brent, what was your takeaway from the overall theme from the San Francisco show?
I called it a survivor's ball. It was pretty bleak, but it was encouraging in that the companies there obviously could afford to be there. Most of them had good work or good projects going on. And the investors, the ones that were there, had been through this before. And I'd be interested in Doc's take on this, but I'm looking at charts, and you know, we're flatlining. I think we're going to be flatlining for a while, but this is the time, in my view, to pick up these companies and projects that in the future, when the market turns, and it will, mining is cyclical, you'll be in a good position.
I couldn't agree more with that. We know we've talked about the technicals and what I expect for gold and the fact that I feel gold will bottom next year. But as I've said, in December would be a good time to purchase. We talked about that way back in August, and it's starting to prove that out. And I think we have a little bit more work to do here, but I think starting this month into the fall of next year is going to be a great time to start to take positions in some of these. And then you're going to have to wait, because he is right. From a technical standpoint, I feel we're going to have to flatline for a while. But some of these better companies, I think, will just gradually make move higher and higher before the gold price really starts to move up again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing with the second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with Gary Christensen right now. Gary, I want to ask you a question about the general markets. We're recording this on Thursday, so obviously we're not in here at the market close for the week anyway. But as we're recording, gold continues to look strong. It's up $16.10 right now. The U.S. markets continue to look weak. We are down 356.8 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and this is as of late Thursday morning when we're recording. What do you see the I guess I'd have to say fear in the markets, the plummeting prices in the indices as being the main reason that gold is getting stronger and stronger?
I'd say that's one of the major reasons, yes. But I also think that we have information out from the Federal Reserve that indicates their concern and their worry. And I don't see any way, and this may be my naivete, but I don't see any way that the Federal Reserve is going to sit around and do nothing and let the banks and the financial and political elite hang out to dry. I think that whether or not they talk about it, whether or not it happens next week or next month or even next quarter, I think they're going to start cranking the money supply again and doing more QE, and I think the market's already the gold market is already anticipating that. And I think that's a big factor, and I may be totally wrong on that, but that's my assessment, that that's a big factor in why the gold market is so strong and has been for the last few days.
Gary, I feel as though the gold market has been strong because of the weakness that we're seeing, and people are flooding into gold for this safety factor, because we have seen the markets in China move down 7%, trip these halt features that the market does have two times in the last 4 days. So I find that's the money that's flowing in there. If people were truly concerned about huge money printing policy or inflation drastically picking up, I think we'd be seeing gold move a whole lot more aggressive. What do you think it will take for gold to move more aggressively up?
Well, okay, first of all, I have to say, yes, your argument makes sense, and I do have a couple of articles I've written that are consistent with that. What is it going to take to make gold move consistently? Panic. It's going to take panic. We had, in 1979, gold went crazy, not so much because the stock market was going down, but just because people were panicked about the value of their money, the value of fiat currencies. And, you know, really, we know that fiat currencies are pieces of paper or digits. There's not any real value there, but people believe that it's faith and take them on faith. What happens when that faith weakens? What happens when that faith is shattered by some event? Then people are going to be much more interested in gold. That would be my assessment. And then if I can circle back to your comments, and what I heard in your comment was, we see peaks in the stock markets, and it's money coming out of that that happens to feed into gold, or is at least a little bit of it's funneled into gold, and that pushes the gold market up. If you go back and look at the prices of gold, and I'm talking about a 40-year chart, and you look at the lows for gold, you see that the lows for gold and silver, for that matter, really are, in the big picture, fairly consistent with the highs in the stock market. Interesting enough, if you look at, in fact, I have an article here, Silver and S&P Similarities. If you go back and look at the peaks in the S&P, you see 87, January 94, March of 2000, October 2007, and May of 2015. And then if you look at the bottoms in silver, you see May of 86, February of 93, November of 2001, October of 2008, December of 15, roughly speaking, the same time periods. So those are consistent gold and silver bottoms, S&P peaks in very broad terms. And to me, that's just a gradual transition from I want paper assets, stocks and bonds, to I want real physical assets, gold and silver. Does that make sense to you?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it makes all the sense in the world. And my personal opinion, after hearing what Richard Fisher had to say on CNBC on Wednesday, I think that trend is going to continue. You know, we were talking earlier today with Doc. Everybody pretty much agreed that for Fisher to come out and admit the front-loading of the market by the Fed and then to come out and admit that 2016 could be a very, very bad year, and to come out and take it one step farther and say, you know, people really ought to be a little bit more into cash than into equities. When somebody of that stature comes out and says something like that, you really have to look at, you know, is gold a good place at this moment in time to preserve wealth? I mean, I would have to say, just as of today, from what I've seen for the past week and a half or 2 weeks in the gold market, I'd have to say it very definitely seems to be.
Well, you know, I agree with that, and I thought his testimony was very revealing and very concerned. There's an article that, and I want to quote on this because it's consistent with what you just said. This is from John Rubino, and I'm just going to a couple of things he said. This time around, a whole bunch of seemingly unrelated things are unraveling all at once. You know, not just subprime, not just tech crisis, but a whole bunch of seemingly unrelated things are unraveling all at once. And then he says, because where previous crises were solved, quote, quote, with a relatively simple dose of hyper easy money, it's not clear that today's diverse array of emerging threats can be addressed in the same way. And then he comes down and says, the upshot, it really is different this time in a very bad way. And then he says, and this is after his comments about finding out the stock market is illiquid and finding out that crashes can occur again as they have roughly every 7 years, he says, and one thought will appear in the minds of all those people. Why didn't I load up on gold when I had the chance? And to me, I thought that was very astute and very consistent with what you just said.
Gary, how important do you think it is that we see inflation come back into the markets, or at least on investors' minds, for a prolonged gold run?
I don't think that's a very big factor, and I say that because I think inflation is something that's been pointed to as a lot more important than it really is. I think what's important is the massive amounts of debt and massive amounts of central bank printing, and a great deal less important. And inflation is a great deal less important, particularly as I think the inflation numbers are all heavily gimmicked. So, that's just my opinion. I don't know, my opinion and 100 million other people. You know, and just for instance, Social Security just announced, and I'm on Social Security, that there's no cost of living increase because there's no increase in the cost of living. So there's no COLA on my Social Security. Okay, well, I can live without the 20 or 30 bucks, but come on, really? No increase in the cost of living? I mean, anybody who goes to the grocery store knows better.
Yeah, I have to agree with that 100%. You know, you were mentioning John Rubino. John is on our show on a fairly frequent basis. Very, very brilliant guy. He has co-written a couple of books with our friend James Turk. He just lives across the state from myself, and I take very seriously what Mr. Rubino has to say, as we take what you have to say, Gary, very seriously. Thanks for the time, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Key investment advice for folks looking for all of the answers. We may not have all of the answers, but we sure do have all of the opinions. Having said that, you know, Corey, you and I were chatting with John Kaiser earlier this week, and we were kind of quizzing him on what he was going to be talking about up at the Cambridge House Show at the end of January, and he was saying that, in his opinion, this is going to be a real make-or-break year for the junior resource companies, and the reason he said that is because he said, you know, there are probably 100 of them or less that I, at this moment in time, would even consider buying. But he said, I'm going to tell you, you can take it to the bank. And I happen to agree with him on this. It's totally a forward-looking statement. But he said, you know, of the 100 companies that are still going to be around, he said, those companies are going to absolutely go parabolic. And I would agree with that. One of the companies that I happen to be invested in, and I don't have any intention of selling my stock, is a company called Right Patch Gold. We've got Bill Howland on the line with us right now. Interesting. Full disclosure, by the way, Bill and I are co-directors of another very small publicly traded company that is not at this moment in time in the resource sector. I just want you to know that relationship there. Bill, you guys came out on January 6th of this week with a press release, Rye Patch Hits at Gold Ridge. Elaborate for us, would you?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Al. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk with you guys and your listeners. It's, we put out what I think is a very exciting press release. You know, we did a drill program that ended in November around our Gold Ridge project. It's fairly close to Lincoln Hill. And I think, you know, the results pretty much speak for themselves in that, you know, we're defining another mineralized deposit for gold and silver very close to the Lincoln Hill deposit itself. So, you know, now we're starting to build some critical mass there at Lincoln Hill. And you know, we can kind of envision, you know, if you will, Lincoln Hill being a deposit, another one at Gold Ridge, and a third one at Independence Hill, which is just immediately south of Lincoln Hill. And so, you know, you start to build some critical mass there with those deposits. And, you know, we think we've got something that could be Nevada's next mine.
Now, Bill, are you seeing continuity of grades and kind of mineral formation as you are expanding out of just Lincoln Hill into these other, I guess, very related, very close to areas?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question, because what we're starting to see at Gold Ridge is this well-developed structural zone, and we've been following it out in our mapping and sampling, and this thing seems to be associated with a large thrust fault zone, and I believe we're going to be able to map it all the way to the north into the Florida Canyon mine area, and I think it's really similar to what they're actually mining at Florida Canyon and the Standard Gold Mine. So those things are just roughly 20 kilometers to the north of Gold Ridge. So this thing seems to have some legs. It could be a lot bigger. The mineralization that we've drilled to date is still open, especially going to the north. And so we're quite intrigued by what this might turn out to be.
You know, given the fact that you guys are so strong financially right now that you don't have to really have to go out and raise any money, you know, if you subscribe to my philosophy and Corey's philosophy and Kaiser's philosophy, among other people, that the 100 or so left standing could make huge profits down the road, I think quite frankly, Rye Patch is one of them. Bill, give us a bit of an overview on Rye Patch and why you are so strong right now financially, would you?
You know, that's what you want to be looking for, I think, these days, are companies that are going to make it through these market, if you'll allow me to say, doldrums. But, you know, it's a bit more than that. This has been going on for quite some time, where, you know, the mining sector is quite an unloved sector, if you will. But we're able to continue and move forward without diluting our shareholders, because we have a revenue stream from a royalty. We're immediately adjacent to the Rochester Silver Mine, which is owned by Core Mining, Inc., and that mine produces roughly between 4 and 5 million ounces of silver per year, and we have a 3.4% royalty on that on those production ounces. It's paid quarterly. It's fully leveraged to the price of gold and silver. And it pays out roughly $1 million U.S. per quarter. So, you know, we bring in anywhere between $4 and $6 million per year. And then we turn around and use those funds to explore and find, you know, and develop our resources that we have in our portfolio.
Now, Bill, you mentioned earlier a couple different properties that have some similarities to what you are discovering and exploring over at Rye Patch. You mentioned, I believe, Florida Canyon and Gold Standard. Can you explain what those properties look like? I believe they are producing, what type of mines they are, and just the similarities that they do have with the Rye Patch property?
Well, sure. So the Florida Canyon mine is the mine that's been around for the last 30 years. It's been mining low grade out of a low angle structural zone. Looks very, in my opinion, very similar to what we're seeing at Gold Ridge. The Standard mine is just a little bit south of Florida Canyon. And again, it's the same sort of geology. You've got some sediments, some low angle structures and mineralization hanging along these structural zones and within some structural traps. And so, you know, that's a span of about 20 miles between Florida Canyon and Gold Ridge. It seems to be a large structure. And right in the center of it is this big intrusive. And so Gold Ridge is on the south end of this intrusive complex, and Florida Canyon and Standard are on the north side of it. So there seems to be some relationship with that geologically. But you know, it looks pretty intriguing in that, you know, you've got these areas that have quite a long strike length. We've been able to chase Gold Ridge, at least from a geologic standpoint, for, you know, about 3 miles in the north-south direction. And, you know, the zone is anywhere from, say, 300 to 1,000 feet wide where we see it on the surface. And we're just drilling one portion of it, which is roughly about a mile and a half of it. So we still have got some room to move northward. That's why I think it could be quite interesting to see how it's really going to develop and pan out.
I don't bet on mining properties when I invest in companies. And the reason I don't do that is because I am not a qualified geologist. I bet on people. Tell us a little bit about your background, would you?
Yeah, sure. You know, I have the 5 minute elevator pitch. I like to tell people I was born on the richest hill on Earth, which was is in Butte, Montana, which is a big copper mining town. Been involved in mining most of my life. I have four brothers. Three of them are in the mining business, and one is in the Catholic Church. So I guess he has to pray for the rest of us. But we're all either metallurgists or geologists. And I've worked at a number of different companies, including Phelps Dodge, Placer Dome, Pegasus Gold, and a number of other companies. And recently, well, it's not recent anymore. It's almost been 10 years since Ripe Patch Gold was formed in 2006. So we're on it's a long run for Ripe Patch.
Now, Bill, I want to quickly get your comments on what's next for the company. What can people expect in terms of news? If you could keep it under a minute, please.
Yeah, sure. So right now we're working on a plan of operations permit. Our plan is to do infill drilling at Lincoln Hill. We've got a metallurgical program that's underway, so that those results will come out here probably in Q1. And then the idea is to put out another plan or preliminary economic assessment on Lincoln Hill, and we'll work to incorporate this new find at Gold Ridge and the mineralization that we've identified at Independence Hill. The idea is to have a feasibility study done by the end of 2017 and then production starting towards the beginning of 2019. So we're really focused at Lincoln Hill and the surrounding area. We think there's something there that will be Nevada's next mine.
Bill, good news. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The weekend edition, we got Dr. Postman with us right now. You know, Doc, you're probably one of the best technicians who we know. So we'd like to get your views on how the markets closed yesterday. The Dow closed down on the day 167.6. S&P closed down 2106, staying below 2000, 1922. NASDAQ was off 45.79 at 46.43. I can still see through these glasses. What are your comments or prognostications for the coming couple of weeks in terms of the conventional stock?
Well, next week we ought to go down and challenge the on the Dow the 16,000 area, and on the S&P probably 9,000. And so once we do that, we'll probably get a bounce. And then the question is, how good a bounce do you get? Because this market. 1900 on the S&P, I'm sorry. I didn't mean 9,000. I'm talking 1900. And then you should get a bounce. But I'll tell you what, if you don't get a bounce, you're going to see the S&P just keep moving down to 1800. But I'd like to see a bounce because I think that would be healthier for the bears. But we might not get that bounce. Al, we may just keep moving south. But this market is has got a lot of problems for it right now. And I especially say that because when you get a report and an unemployment report like we got on Friday and the market just shrugs it off, it tells you now that good news of any kind is going to be ignored.
Doc, what a way to start 2016. I know that just at the end of 2015, we were all saying, look at how weak the markets looked in essence because of the number of stocks that were down compared to up throughout the year was much more. Many more stocks were down than up. And then we start off 2016 with the Chinese markets being halted twice because they were down 7%. And then the U.S. markets followed suit. And to finish the first week of the trading year, as the worst week ever. I think that's a news headline that people need to really take note of. This is, in my eyes, definitely a warning shot, and I think people do need to understand that markets do not move in straight lines, and this has been pretty much a straight line down right now. So a bounce, I would say, is expected, but there's been a lot of technical damage done here, and I don't think we're going to be hearing very much about new highs anytime soon in the markets, do you?
Try in about 2 years talking about new highs. I mean, I said that January was going to be a very important month for this market, and it has been. And January is telling you the story right now. And it's, the story is that we probably entered a bear market that started in May of 2015. Corrections don't, in bull markets, don't take this long to correct. And that's got to tell you that, okay, if it doesn't, what are your odds? the odds are that we have now entered a bear market for the conventional markets, and it's going to be with us for weeks and months. Corey, there are a lot of underlying fundamentals that are going to be problematic for this market going forward, but that's what the technicals are telling you right now.
Fellow who used to be on a guest on a show on a daily basis, Gary Savage, who I happen to think is a pretty interesting person, has suggested that the market is going to crash, and it looks like it certainly has. And then he says at some point in 2016 or 2017, there's a bit of a time frame for you, where the market is going to then enter a euphoria stage where it is going to literally go to the moon up 50, 60, 70, or 80, you know, times. What are the odds of that happening, in your opinion, Doc?
Very low, actually, because here's the problem. Right now we're seeing a deflationary bent across the globe. We've seen it in commodities. We've seen it somewhat in precious metals. Now you're going to get a deflationary bent in the financials and in the conventional markets, and it's going to be a very hard thing to stop. So the problem is after that happens, then what are your possibilities? Well, your possibility is that if this thing gets ugly, you're going to create a real negative for the wealth effect across the globe. Mm-hmm. And that's going to move, I think, into the housing market again. And when you get that, that's going to take a long time to play out. And the only answer then is to stimulate all across the globe. And if governments are willing to do that anymore, let's say they all get together and say, we have to do something about this, and they stimulate. Well, then it's possible that you get some cost push inflation. And at that point in time, maybe you get growth based on just inflationary expectations, but that's going to take time to happen. So I don't see right now the blow-off phase at all. And if you're going to have one, you better wait quite a while, because it's not going to happen in the near future.
Doc, let's take a step back, big picture look at the markets and economies around the world, because we can talk about how weak the U.S. is looking, but I would argue everywhere else in relation to the U.S. is looking worse, with the U.S. market, China market falling as drastically as it did this week, and with the U.S. dollar staying high in the about 98, 99 point region throughout this week. This is going to put huge stresses on not only some of the other big markets, but also the emerging markets, and those are the area that I think we need to pay attention to see what kind of trickle over contagion effect takes hold of them. What's your comment on these markets being the emerging markets and some of the other large markets around the world?
The problem with the emerging markets, and if you talk about the commodity producing countries, is that commodities have been decimated. And I don't see commodities turning right around, even when they seek their bottoms, which I think I've been saying this for months. At the end of 2016, that's when you should see about the bottom in these commodities. And then you have to ask yourself, what catalyst is there to push these higher? And it's not going to be demand. Demand is history. Demand is gone. So it has to be ultimately on the supply side. And it's got to be on inflationary expectations and a weakening of the dollar. That's the only thing that's going to help out the emerging countries and the commodity producing nations. Now, the developing countries, they have their problems of their own. And you have to ask yourself, okay, what is going to turn them around? And if you have the emerging countries and the commodity producing countries having trouble, they're not going to be helped at all, and it's going to roll over into the developing nations, and so they're going to have the difficulties as well, especially when their stock markets go, because as I mentioned earlier, the wealth effect is going to disappear completely. There isn't going to be a wealth effect anymore. Even the one percenters will be hurt. The key question going forward is, what in the world is going to change that whole narrative of deflation and the deleveraging that's going around the world? And that's the million-dollar question.
I disagree with you, Doc. I think the million-dollar question here is, how long can international, not just domestic, but international consumer confidence stay at a high enough level to keep this thing afloat. You know, Axel Merck said earlier in the show, he made a comment about, he was talking about the Fed, and he said, you know, I don't really believe anybody has any bad intentions, you know, but people do things that are really kind of silly. It was, I think, is the way that he put it, if I'm not mistaken. But the fact of the matter is, I am a firm believer that the only reason we're not in, you know, Grapes of Wrath, Tobacco Road all over again is because people mentally, psychologically believe that if they continue living the way they're living right now, things could go on like this. And I have to tell you, my friend, I hope and pray that that's true. You got any comments?
Well, things can go on like this as long as people don't have their money, you might say, or their net worth in areas that are being decimated.
Right.
Most of them, of course, weren't hurt by the commodities dropping because that's a small percentage of most people's portfolios. But when you get the rest of their portfolio being hit, they're going to pull back on their expenditures, and it's going to be self-feeding, and they're not going to spend money. And then it's going to roll through the economy. And even with this big employment picture, you have to remember the employment picture is a lagging indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it usually is peaking when you start to see a recession start to take hold. So you're not going to see a change in employment until you start to lose jobs because of the fact that demand is lessening. And that's going to be down the road if that happens.
All right, Doc. Appreciate your comments. We hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.